All right, the guitars of Styx in the background there, Brad's vinyl. Getting ready to go out right now. I am Brad to the Bone. I've got a special guest again in the studio, Val. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good, good, good. One of her favorite bands, Styx, and mine as well. We're going to be featuring Styx 2, the second LP Styx ever did. This is on Wooden Nickel Records in their early years. Chuck and John Pinozzo, the Pinozzo brothers, and Dennis DeYoung, of course, making Styx famous. And they were in Dallas. You didn't get a chance to see them, though, did you? There was a Texas Jam. What was it called?
We always had it at the Cotton Bowl, and it seemed like it was always like in July, and it was like extremely hot. And I thought Styx was there that time that I saw them. They would always have like 8 to 10 big-name bands, and they would play for a whole weekend. So I guess Styx wasn't there that time.
Yeah, there were other big names out there. Ted Nugent and the others at Texas Jam, the equivalent of California Jam. Those of you that remember the Cal Jam in the late 70s, California Jam featuring multiple headliner bands. Texas Jam, also Styx being a guest there. Neither of us getting a chance to see them, unfortunately, but we do have their LP today on Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl is a collection of eclectic music of my old vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital, featuring classic rock, new wave, new age, rockabilly punk, and other mood music. So we get to listen to that today, and you get to enjoy them out there in Cyberland as I record them for all time on digital. So let's get into side A of Styx 2, their second LP by Styx, right here on Brad's Vinyl. We'll be right back.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, 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 your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Touch me and my troubles are fade. Lady, from the moment I saw you standing, whoa, 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 alone, you gave all the love that I needed. So shy, like a child who had grown young.
Of my dreams. dusk is falling around me. The night air now restless and dank. Yet the fields are specked with flowers, few and rank. Moon reflecting off the wall. Going to be.
That's wild. A carnival scream. At the end of You Better Ask there. And the carnival music. Pretty cool, huh? What do you think that was all about?
I have no idea. I think it was somebody cheating with somebody else's girl.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, because he wound up at the doctor's door with a social disease. And she wound up telling him, you're going to be a Papa John. So, You Better Ask by Styx. I am Brad to the Bone with Val in the studio here. We were listening to Side A of Styx 2, their second LP. And that was You Better Ask, a John Krilowski piece. We started out with You Need Love, the opening track by Dennis DeYoung, and then moving into the mainstream that everybody's heard, Lady. Lady, that's right. That made Styx hit the charts. You probably heard that a lot on the radio.
Yeah, in Texas they played it all the time. Did they do that in California?
They did. Lady was the standard Styx piece that we heard all the time. And then moving into A Day, and oh my God, I had not heard that. I'm sure I heard it sometime years ago on this LP, but what did you think of A Day? That's not typical, huh?
No, it's not typical. I loved it. It was more jazzy and more, you know, sultry.
Sultry, yes. Essential. It didn't even sound like a Styx piece. It's essential, jazzy, spacey. Kind of spacey, a very long tune, also being 8 minutes long. And that's an actual piece written by John Krilowski, who was the bass player for Styx in the early years, and actually very underrated with his skills. He's very underrated with his skills as a composer and a singer. So that wasn't Dennis DeYoung singing.
No, that was, yeah, John. He did a great job. They should have actually featured him more.
Yeah, yeah. John Krilowski on A Day. I love that song. Gave me goosebumps. A little minor, little moving into a minor key there. So, yeah, very interesting. John Krilowski piece. And then finishing, of course, with You Better Ask, another John Krilowski piece. So, that was good, Side A, huh? What do you think?
But they actually called it Heads. So now we're going to move into Tails, which would be Side B.
That's right, Heads and Tails on Wooden Nickel. Very creative of them to label their songs, their sides, Heads and Tails. So moving into Side, not B, moving into Tails now, Styx 2, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
All your words convey. finest robe you wear. A crown for fools, the people laugh, you never seem to hear. Father, your life's a ship that's never been see. The bottle that surrounds your life, you'll sail eternally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, talk. We have to talk now, right? That's what we do after Brad's vinyl. That was Side Tails.
Yes. Tails.
Heads and Tails of Wooden Nickel. That was Tails of Sticks, too. We started out with, go ahead.
Little Fugue.
In G. That's a Bach piece, Johann Sebastian Bach. You heard the organs there.
And then U.S.
Father O.S.A.
Yeah. And then Earl of Rosalind. And then I'm Going to Make You Feel It.
I'm Going to Make You Feel It. That was the ending song of the Tales part of Styx's second LP out of, what year was that? 1973. Their second LP. That's right. Those were Dennis DeYoung pieces, most of those on Side 2. So they sounded a little more traditionally like Styx pieces, right?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I still can't get over John Kurlesky's piece on Side A, the head side, A Day by John Kurlesky. I will never forget that. And I've learned something new here on Brad's Vinyl. How about that?
Me too.
Yeah. So hope you enjoyed the show today, Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad of the Bone and Valerie Hill. Thanks for coming in, Val.
Thanks for having me again, Brad.
A Styx fan, that's right. We'll come at you next time, so stay tuned for the next Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening.